And now, here's Hugh from Alpha Australia.
The paradigm is shifting. Have you felt it? I'm talking about how the church is shifting in its approach to evangelization from a paradigm of behave, believe, belong to belong, believe, become. What does this even mean? I mean, I believe that this shift is not necessarily about the what, but the how. How the timeless message is being proclaimed in our time. The timeless truth hasn't changed. It's what we would call the kerygma, that God loves, that Christ saves, that he is alive, and with the Holy Spirit, I too am alive. But how do we propose this faith, this truth on those in our lives? Where do you even begin to explore these three great questions of faith, life, and meaning? Where do you belong? What do you believe? And who do you want to become? The belong, believe, become paradigm presumes that all can belong to the body of Christ by virtue of their humanity. Genesis tells us that humanity was created to be in perfect union with God and belong to him, for we are his creation. I mean, Paul goes on and greets the church in Rome by saying, "You who are called to belong to Jesus Christ." Belief is not a prerequisite to belonging. Belonging is actually a calling that demands a response. This response comes from an encounter with Christ, and what better place to encounter him than in his body, the church? Which leads itself to the second question. To believe is to have the faith and to declare Christ's life, death, and resurrection. To believe is to profess that we are created out of love, for a life of love lived with our God of love. For you see, God created the world out of love for us, seeking us to be in relationship with him. By this relationship, you have been created in his image and likeness. But throughout our lives, we have all broken that relationship of love with God. We've all experienced the devastating consequences of this broken relationship. And in Jesus, we encounter God, the mercy, the love, the healing of God. For through his death and resurrection, our sins forgiven by perfect love, and we are drawn back into communion with God. So this is the answer to the third question. To become means to live in this fullness of life. How? Well, it's through building, through cultivating, through living our relationship with him and understanding our vocation, the deepest calling of God on our lives. Today, may you seek with open hearts, open mind, God's perfect love. May you realize that you have been created out of love for a life of love, and may you belong, believe, and become.